Ministers differ over the need for an independent investigation into the Whakaari White Island Rescue and Recovery Mission. A major WorkSafe inquiry has charged 13 parties after examining events leading up to the eruption that killed 22 people. But there are no plans to scrutinise the decision to not send emergency services to the volcano immediately after the eruption and the chaotic civilian-led rescue operation. Here's our political reporter, Katie Scotcher.
Lilani Hopkins left Whakaari on board a White Island tour boat just moments before it erupted. When a dinghy launched from the boat to rescue people, she volunteered to save as many as she could.
Looking back at it now, I think to myself, I'm like, oh, it is kind of weird that, you know, no one came to help. But at that moment, at that time, it didn't even cross my mind. I think I was just too preoccupied with helping other people to even think about anything other than them.
As Ms. Hopkins helped move the injured onto the tour boat, local helicopter pilots were travelling to Whakaari to rescue survivors, and no one else was coming. Back in Whakatane, rescue crews were ordered to stay put. Civil Defence led the response, and the minister responsible, Kitty Allen, was asked if there is anything on her radar to suggest she should be concerned about the decisions it made.
No, there's nothing that gives me any cause of concern to date.
WorkSafe has examined the lead-up to the disaster, but there are currently no plans to independently investigate the recovery and response mission. Once again, Ms. Allen says, so far, such an inquiry hasn't been suggested.
To date, I haven't yet received advice that there's been a necessary course of action.
Police Minister Portal Williams doesn't see the need for an independent investigation.
As far as I'm concerned, if there are any questions to be answered, we've got a process through IPCA.
Defence Minister Penny Henare says there could be merit in analysing how the Defence Force responded to the explosion.
We're always looking to improving the Defence Force. The Burnham Inquiry is another one of those opportunities, just like this might be. So we'll have the opportunity to take those into consideration.
National leader Judith Collins promised a royal commission, which would investigate all aspects of the disaster during the election campaign. But it appears she has somewhat walked that back.
It is very clear to me that we do need to know everything that's happened there, and I think particularly for the families involved. But now that there are matters before the court, it's probably best to wait.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern doesn't see the need for a royal commission, viewing it as a double-up of work done by WorkSafe and the coroner. But without an independent inquiry, many questions about the rescue and recovery mission could remain unanswered. Atuiti whare parimata mo te hōtaka o te atanei. Ko Katie Scott Churaho.